Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Please the almighty Shrek.
I wanted to please Shrek and push back against his force.
Shh, it's all over now.
That's old meme.
Yeah, it's old, but that animation is actually pretty new.
Oh, it's animation? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You do want to please the almighty Shrek.
Yeah, I think that's like old school green text. So
it is old school green text. Oh, well. It's all right. Nothing you can do about it now. It's already on the internet.
Everything's already on the
internet. It's over. It's all over.
It's all ogre now.
It's all ogre now. Shit. I was actually listening to Jurassic Park on the way here. I've been
Or were you listening to Jurassic Park audiobook?
The audiobook. I wanted to re-listen to it.
Oh, Mr. DNA.
No, it's a Dino DNA.
Well, no, because there's the old guy. When he's doing the video presentation of himself.
Ouch, John, that hurt.
His fucking DNA appears and he goes, oh, Mr. DNA.
It's so funny the difference between DNA. The difference between the audio in the book and the movie, because I haven't read the book since 92 when it like came out. But the movie's
not very good.
That's all right. The movie is all very Spielbergian, like the reason why this failed is because of man's hubris in the face of God. And then
it failed because of Dennis Nedry.
And in the book, they're kind of like, it just failed because we didn't have the proper computing power. Yeah, it's like a very engineering way of looking at it.
It failed because of Dennis Nedry. He just fucked everyone over.
No. The book, it failed.
You know why?
Why?
Because Newman.
Newman.
That would have been awesome if, like, when the fucking security system fails and Sam Jackson's, like, looking at things like, you just see it just pans over super fast. Everything spirals out. Just close up to Jerry Seinfeld, and he just goes, something's wrong.
Newman.
Yes. I said, please, goddammit.
Plus, it would be cool because it puts Jerry Seinfeld in the same universe as Jurassic Park.
I believe they are in the same universe. I believe anything that stars Wayne Knight takes place in the same universe. So, Jurassic Park, Space Jam, which nice. Puts Bill Murray in the same universe as Jurassic Park.
Nice.
One of the greatest cameos everyone always forgets about Space Jam.
I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was in this picture.
Temple of Doom?
It would be awesome if Bill Murray suplexed a T-Rex in the next Wes Anderson movie. Just saying.
Yeah. I haven't seen Grand Budapest Hotel.
And it can do it to, like, I don't know, some random hipster band.
Some random. No, he doesn't use hipster. He uses, like, 1960s psychedelia bands, like the Kinks.
He uses just random shit.
Yeah,
man.
He does. All right, so you want to move on to actual gaming talk instead of Jurassic Park. You just want to talk about Jurassic Park the entire time.
I mean, this is the Jurassic Park Holocast.
Jurassic Park. It's a movie about dinosaurs.
And butts and dicks and Sam Jackson smoking cigarettes.
I said, please, goddammit.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts. That's actually like really like... And thinking of casting for that movie, that's the perfect casting for that part is Sam Jackson. And reading the book, I'm like, oh my God, it is Sam Jackson. In the book, he's like a white Sam
Turns
Jackson.
Turns out Sam Jackson's in everything, even books.
I'd put Sam Jackson in a fucking book. All right, so let's talk about the craziest. You want to talk about the craziest gaming news that we've seen all week?
Is it about butts?
Super anime World War II.
Is it about butts?
Have you seen this Barbarossa thing?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Barbarossa.
All in.
All in. Did you actually pledge?
I haven't done it yet. I'm considering it, though. I'm heavily considering it, though.
It's everything that I hate about anime culture right there in that game.
Yeah? It's everything I love about trolling people who play historical games.
Well, yeah, but it's not trolling people who play historical. It's just like, because I don't feel like it's like, oh, this is disrespectful in some way. It's just, it looks dumb. It looks like I just can't. It's everything that I hate about anime right there.
Mechanically, game is very good.
Is it? Well, yes. I have no idea. I can't comment on the mechanics of the game. I know nothing about it. It could be a really great game.
Mechanically, game's very good. Yeah. Aesthetically, game is half naked German anime girls.
Half naked Hitlers.
Little Fuhrer.
Little Stalin.
I mean, oh no. Stalin's an evil wizard.
Oh, okay.
So, Stalin's still a dude.
He's an evil wizard. Okay, so for people who don't know, the game is Barbarossa. It's essentially Nazis versus commies. They're
just German soldiers. They're not Nazis.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. So, Nazis versus commies from...
Except for little Fuhrer.
In the early battles of World War II, a.k.a. Battle of, in Barbarossa, where the Nazis stormed into Germany, and stormed into Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And they've skinned it so that everyone's, you know, a tightly, lightly clad anime girl.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, Nazi fetishism movies of the 70s and 80s.
It's not even Nazi
like, you know, like if they ever made the Grindhouse trailer, Nazi women of the SS.
Yeah. Well, this is like, but this is all like.
Or Nazi werewolf women of the SS. Yes. That's what
well,
it is.
Well, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS is a very classic Grindhouse movie.
Right. Yeah.
Except it was terrible.
Except this is anime.
You know, like I watched it because I was like, oh, this might be, you know, fun. But it's like, oh, this is just bad on every level bad. Like you see the microphone going to the screenshot. And, like, there's, like, a dude just
Grindhouse, Grindhouse movies are pretty shit.
Not all of them.
Most.
Well, I guess you could say, like...
Except for Dolomite.
I was going to
say... And The Human Tornado.
Any blaxploitation film is amazing, but most
The Human Tornado is by far the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is Dolomite 2, but it's called The Human Tornado.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm glad we got that distinction there.
Everyone knows. If you only get one, pick Human Tornado.
Human Tornado.
Yeah, it's got the fun. It's the fucking funniest. The funniest thing is like he's like doing like karate in the fucking beginning, and it's like he's like spinning around and talking, and the song's playing. It's like he's a human tornado, unstoppable force. He's the strongest man in the world, and he's this like chubby black guy like spinning around in a cape. It's fucking awesome.
You should go as a
human tornado.
Yeah,
human tornado. I wouldn't do the blackface costume.
Well, you don't have to do blackface.
Well, then nobody would know it was human tornado.
That's very true. But anyway, I really, really like the entire Shaft series. I know Shaft is kind of like a cop out, but I just like Shaft goes to Africa.
Because it's barely black flotation.
I know it barely is, but Shaft goes to Africa is really, really funny. aside from that.
Barbarossa.
So, but it's everything I hate about anime. In the
Why?
It's just, well, it's the cheesecake. It's that, what do they call that?
Cheesecake?
No, but I mean, that specific style of anime. That's like the cutely drawn girls.
Moe?
Is that what it's called? I don't, you know, as I say, I don't.
You could consider it Moe or Eki.
Eki? It's pretty Eki, all right. Eki. But it's like, that's, I just don't, there's nothing to that. It's just like, they could have drawn actual World War II stuff, or even like, sci-fi-ish World War II stuff with like really cool art and made it look really cool. But instead they make it all cutesy, which is just...
Maybe people would rather play with cute anime girls. And clearly, because the
game
was...
They're not playing the card game with cute anime, they're playing with themselves over the cute anime girl card game.
You just don't understand the weebs, my friend.
I do not understand the weebs at all. It is... The weebs and the My Little Pony people, the bronies, can't understand either of them.
And don't forget to put the Whovians on the side with the bronies.
Yeah, but Whovian's not animated related.
Doesn't matter. if you're gonna mention weebs and bronies in the same breath, we're putting the Whovians there as well, and the brown coats, especially the brown coats.
Oh, fuck the brown coats. Ah, they're the worst. No, but I mean, even like Whovians. Like, I get a little bit, just because I get, like, I like Doctor Who. I hate the way that they take it too far. And Brown Coat, same thing. Love Firefly. Hate the way they take it too far. My Little Pony, I don't even like My Little Pony, so I don't get it. And anime, I'm just like, all right, it's a movie, but you guys get really into this art style. And it's like, especially if you're Japanese, I'm fine with it. If you're Asian, I'm fine with it. Korean, you know, most of the stuff is animated in Korea anyway.
You know what you are?
I'm a racist.
You are a racist.
But... You know, these white guys, like, I'm like, what? This, how does this, get all frustrated with
I mean, it's
it.
The same, like, if you'd want to play, like, Tanto Kiore, which is the maid game where you're the master of the house and you're making maids.
Master of the house.
Keeper of the inn. Always ready with the smile and his open palm. Master of the house. Doling out the charm, ready with a smile and an open palm.
You just want to sing Les Mis throughout the entire episode?
I dreamed a dream. What was it? Hang on. I had
in times gone by when hope was high in life. With how about okay, let's do a duet like Valjean. At last we see each other plain.
I don't know enough of the Les Mis. I've only seen it once. And I've never seen I didn't see the new one or anything.
The movie's terrible. I mean, it's not bad.
Wait, which movie?
No, the musical one.
Which one?
They only made one musical.
Oh, okay.
They made a couple that are like non-musical adaptations, like actual adaptations of the book. Mm. But the musical adaptation it's fine. It's just Russell Crowe can't sing at all. No, and here's the thing. I'm like, okay, whatever. They probably, these are a bunch of theater geeks who are like, he can't sing and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever, I'll give it a try. I looked at him like, oh, he can't sing. This is bad. This is real bad. Real bad, Steve. But yeah, this Barbarossa thing, and it's funny because...
I dreamed a dream of poops gone by, sat on the toilet, tried to shit, but only farted.
Do you sing that when you're on the toilet?
No, when I'm on the toilet, I'm too busy playing a video game or reading a book.
Me, I sing, I'm sitting there like...
Usually I'm locked in deadly combat with my turd and my games.
I'm sitting there pooping, I'm like... God on high, hear my prayer. Bloop. 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 This Barbarossa actually got national attention. Not national attention, internet attention, because Crack did an article about it where it's like, this is everything that's wrong with Kickstarters. I'm like, well, first of all, this guy doesn't know anything about gaming or the nerd culture. He's so ingrained in his own little...
That, you know what? If you don't like it, it's not for you.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't like it. It's not for me. I'm not going to buy it. But, I mean, you're saying it's Salt Mechanics, so, I mean, if it was reskinned, I might actually play. Yeah. But I just think it's kind of just dumb.
It's definitely a game I would like to play at a game store.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure.
Or, you have one of your friends come over and bring it, hey, look what I got, Barbarossa. And you're like, oh, these cards are all sticking together. What the fuck, man?
You're supposed to use these in sleeves, brah.
Brah. What are you, some kind of savage?
Yeah.
Sort of blood?
I don't know. I don't have any sort of problem with it, and at all. I really don't. I very rarely have any problem with any game.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anything is off limits, or there's no. I don't believe in taboos when it comes to games. And for anyone arguing this is offensive about because the fact that they're Nazi girls in World War II, if you want to bring it to there, technically all historical games are offensive.
Holy shit! When that guy said playing games with Nazis, I'm like, does he know anything about the gaming world? Because Nazis are 40K is based off Nazis, for Christ's sakes.
And then if you're also, you could also just be playing a World War II tabletop game where someone is actually playing real Nazis.
Yeah.
Not revamped anime girls fighting a wizard of Stalin, but actual put Jews in concentration camps, Nazis.
Yeah.
That's who you're playing.
Yeah.
If you're playing them on the tabletop.
You're not playing these are
they're not kawaii.
Is it kawaii?
Kawaii.
I thought it was kawaii.
It's kawaii, kawaii. You can do whatever. You can do it either way.
Whatever.
But don't confuse it with kuwai.
Kuwai?
Because that means scary.
Oh, okay. I don't know fucking around this stuff.
Just, I don't want you to look the fool when you try to go oh, that's kawaii.
All right. So let's, but you know what? I totally forgot to introduce us. Welcome to Game Classy, everyone.
Does it really matter at this point?
Yes, it does. We always have to introduce ourselves. I am...
My name's Dick Dickinson, and this is my co-host, Penis Von Penisberg.
I'll take Penis Von Penisberg. Baron Von Penisberg.
No, just Penis Von Penisberg.
I'm Baron Penis Von Penisberg, but I just go by Baron Von Penisberg.
It's a good name.
Yeah. I belong on one of these anime cards for Barbarossa.
No, you have a penis. You do not belong on any of those cards.
Baron Von Penisberg.
You just have a fucking monocle in the pit, your pinky in your lip.
I have a big scar, a dueling scar down my face.
Oh, yes, absolutely. A hair star.
Yeah, exactly. And, so welcome to Game Classy.
I'm turn of the century box fisticuffs unarmed boxer. Damn it. I really fucked that up.
Yeah, you did.
Whatever. Now I'm sad. Now I'm salty.
I found out today that there's two things.
Where the P. McGillicuddy?
I found that there's two things on the internet right now that are really cheesing gamers. One thing I really like to do is... Well, one thing that kind of makes it, fun, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, is Robotech again, because I have never seen more vehemence when it comes to that Robotech Kickstarter.
When you first...
Hold up, but before we get into it. And the other thing is when I trolled UK about their food. Oh, my God. People came out in defense of the United Kingdom's food. It's terrible. I'm just going to say it right there. And I would go more into depth about why I hate like UK cooking shows, except for the fact that our sponsor this week is the Northampton Gaming Club.
Northampton.
Yeah, so once again, they're sponsoring us this week. More power to them. They wanted us to make fun of Hamish's mom, but we're not going to do it because, you know what? Our humor is organic. We're not told to make fun of someone. We're going to make fun of you for just making fun of you. And who, for all I fucking know, Hamish's mom is a wonderful fucking woman who probably makes terrible food because she's from the UK. How does that make you feel, Steve?
I think Hamish should shut up and wait till I get my dick out of his mom.
What? That's what your sponsorship money paid for, by the way, Northampton.
Northampton.
All right. And
we passed her around like a paradise.
Actually, they have more. They have more likes on their page this week, so I guess it's paying off. So if you do yourself a favor and you're in central Northampton, or if you're in the UK, because I imagine that it's probably like the size of Chicagoland, and so Northampton is like a drive to, I don't know, north side of Chicago from London. You can like their Facebook page, which
I believe it's a merry trip in the trolley.
Merry trip on the trolley.
Oh, isn't trolley what they call like carts?
I think a trolley is
carts.
Yeah, it could be. No, that's a pram. I believe is like a baby buggy is a tram. Lorry is a truck.
Lorry.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, I can't keep
this. A lift is an elevator.
I can't keep words straight. I only remember loo.
I remember bongs.
Oh, and you know what? Instead of garbage can, rubbish bin.
Yeah, rubbish
fucking
bin.
Fucking favorite, because I love referring to trash as rubbish. It's awesome.
I think they call
I talked to someone at work and they lost their fucking mind when I said they said something and I'm like, that's rubbish. And they fucking lost it. They just started cracking up. I'm like, what's so funny? They're like, you said rubbish. And I'm like, what? Rubbish is a great word.
I believe they call guns fizzbang bloody poppers.
They don't have any guns.
Oh, no? No, that's right, because we took away, they don't have freedom. That's the reason.
Clearly.
They have no freedom because that, yeah.
You know what? They should learn that freedom is not free, and it does, in fact, cost $1.05. So that's right, Northampton Wargamers, the 99 cents, not enough.
It's true. You still have a monarch. Way to be ruled by someone who's deemed to be ruled by God. So if you like if you're in the UK, fuck it. If you're anywhere in the world, like the Northampton Gamers War Facebook page.
Northampton Wargamers, they're way better than the Northampton Warlords, except in actual gameplay, because the Warlords I hear are really good.
Northampton Wargamers. And that's the Facebook page. www.facebook.com/Northampton Wargamers.
If Northampton was a inner city town in our area, I'd call it North Thugton.
Oh, they're thugs?
Yes, because thug is now the PC word for the N-word. Seriously,
whatever.
That's the new thing. Thug.
Thug?
Yep, seriously. It's ridiculous. I still ridiculous.
I still refer to anybody who's from the country of India who carries around a yellow handkerchief trying to strangle people. Those are thugs. Traditional thugs. I only go traditional route. Yes. You're just staring at me.
I just call them the Mujahideen and move on.
Mujahideen. Okay, so going on from the UK and their crappy food, there's gonna be some person who's like, "You're gonna love a traditional English breakfast, bangers and mash." I think I'm gonna call this segment where we make fun of the UK the FUK.
I mean, you can. I don't support you on this because I've never been to the UK and had their food.
I will,
and I can tell you this: fish and chips, fucking solid.
It's fucking fried fish and French fries. Who the fuck can't fuck that up? No,
still good.
I tell you.
It's still fucking good. Like
Canada, I know we got Canadian listeners. Australia, New Zealand, all of us.
Yeah, I know you
colonies,
like the poutine.
All of us former colonies. Hong Kong, you know, all them Jersey Isles. We could band together and make fun of the UK's food.
Nobody has worse food than India, though.
Yeah, I didn't mention India.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go on to what we talked about previously with the Robotech Kickstarter. Holy shit! You know, here's the thing. Like, we make fun of giant robot games on this podcast all the time. Steve?
It's true.
BattleTech?
Why?
It's so, Robotech came out, and people, of course, bought it in droves. I didn't back
it. Yeah, it looked awesome.
I didn't back it. But it does nothing for me. Robotech has never done anything for me. I think it's part of that anime feel to it. You know, I liked the Robotech anime when I was a kid. But it was like it was confusing, and it wasn't really.
Well, yeah, because it was two series chopped up and mashed together. Well,
I never knew what was going on, and I was also like six at the time, so I didn't really have like the brain power to process this long running arc. I was more like G.I. Joe fights Cobra.
I was never big on G.I. Joe. I always thought G.I. Joe was stupid.
I love G.I. Joe. Mm. Fucking America is number one. Great American hero.
I liked the real Ghostbusters.
Real Ghostbusters was good. Yeah. I always thought it was weird that like Venkman and Stance got switched in the cartoon. Like the guy who plays Dan Aykroyd in the cartoon was short and fat, kind of like Bill Murray, and the guy who plays Venkman, who's tall and skinny, looked like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, well, they couldn't really make anybody look like anybody because they lost the likeness rights.
Well, yeah.
I know they never had them in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I get that, but I just always thought that was weird.
Like
when I was
Egon
kid.
With his crazy spit curl and blonde hair.
Yeah.
That's okay. I still love the real Ghostbusters. Always.
It's a good show. I'm not going to argue that. Yeah. I watched that. I watched G.I. Joe. I watched Transformers, GoBots.
Yeah, I was never big on
Battle for Gobotron.
Never big on G.I. Joe. I just never really cared.
Oh, I love G.I. Joe. I was so fucking into G.I. Joe when I was a kid.
I was into other things. I thought G.I. Joe was stupid. I was like, military guy, army guys, that's dumb. Where are the robots?
Where are the robots?
See, even when I was a kid, I was an elitist about my entertainment.
But I mean, holy fuck. You know, I said people need to suck it up with this Robotech Kickstarter because I initially agreed
with you because I did not actually understand how ludicrous the figures were. I thought it was like, you know, three pieces, four pieces, the original Super Dungeon Explorer before they came fully assembled. I was like, slap some glue on it, throw the figure together. No big deal. But like, they're like 28 mil guys who are in like 20 pieces.
Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty fucking ridiculous because that's not the game that they were sold.
But I mean, they never made any promises about any of that stuff.
I think they did. I'm pretty sure they had like an explanation of the minis. And plus with the pictures of the minis, they were fucking single part.
Well, yeah, they posted them up there looking fully assembled.
No, no, no. The ones they fucking brought around for the demos, single part.
Mm.
So, I mean, I can't speak to what's going on with it. All I can say is it's pretty bogus. But once again, this is just another case of people not paying attention to Kickstarter and the caveat emptor of Kickstarter. Not to mention the fact that, hey, you might be annoyed that you're getting a Robotech game where your figures are in 2,000 billion pieces. However, you could also be getting no Robotech game and be out your money.
Yeah, that's very true as well. And I don't, you know, as a guy who, I don't mind building models, I like it. And so, like, if I saw that, I'd be like, oh, this is kind of a pain in the ass. But it'd be a fun night in front of the TV watching, you know, past seasons of, fuck it, I could watch Robotech while putting together Robotech and be like, you're a Veritech fighter. Pew, pew, pew. Why do you have legs? You're a stupid jet. Jets shouldn't have legs. This doesn't make you aerodynamic at all. And then some guy, like, fucking punches through my wall like the fucking Kool-Aid man goes, it makes total sense because you're VTOL.
VTOL's pretty
sweet.
And
then he just knocks all the shit off my table and takes a shit on it.
Seems likely.
And that's just Kevin Sebedia.
Kevin Sebedia?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way. Kevin Sebedia would come in his fucking coalition armor and he just look like a skeleton dude. And you'd be like, who the hell are you? And he'd just look at you and shoot you. And that's it.
Take my Rift books and walk away.
Rifts.
That the Rifts theme?
Yeah.
Rifts.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
A Rifts. See, now, a Rifts cartoon would have kicked ass in the 80s.
Probably would have. Anything would have kicked ass in the 1980s. We didn't know better.
Well, the reason Rift's cartoon would have kicked ass in the 80s is because it would have been able to build the brand recognition of Rift's and bring Rift's into the 90s. And then people would still know what Rift's is.
I guess.
Hey, Rift's was the biggest RPG at one point. The biggest.
And was it now?
Yeah, there were a couple. There's a few people who have taken the crown from D&D for a short period of time, but all failed for mostly the same reason. One of them was Rift's. The other was GURPS.
GURPS.
And now there's Pathfinder, but I think Pathfinder actually
Generic universal role-playing system?
Yeah. I think Pathfinder actually just has the crown. They're just standing with the crown, and D&D's slowly shrinking, and it's like hand is like getting farther and farther
away
from the crown.
You could say that, but I mean, everything changes. I mean, if you would have... If me and you would have talked in probably early 2000s, I would have been like, White Wolf is never going away. They have the strongest, you know, player fans.
White Wolf wouldn't have gone away. Because the only reason White Wolf went away is because they shit all over their own game system by canceling everything.
That's what I'm saying is like...
But there's no way to predict that kind of a move.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's like, you never know. Like, Pathfinder could do something incredibly stupid that just alienates
all their
friends.
Pathfinder has too much... Pathfinder is too much player feedback for that to happen.
I know, but I'm just saying, you never know what happens. who Pathfinder could get bought out by Gloob or something. Gloob's still around, right?
No, Paizo's too big of a company now.
But you get what I'm saying.
Gloob is still around, but I believe Gloob is a subsidiary of Kenner, and Kenner is a subsidiary of Hasbro.
But you get what I'm saying. There's really only one
company in the world that makes toys. Yeah. What are you buying? Oh, it's from Hasbro. Yep.
But you get what I'm saying is, like, they could do something incredibly
stupid. Sure, something crappy could happen, but at this point, it looks unlikely. It would have to be like a White Wolf level blunder.
Like, all of a sudden, they're like, there's a new race in Pathfinder, the Tyranids.
Dude, some douches would be so pumped about that. It would be like, I can't wait to play a Termagant. Yeah.
Game over, man. Game over. Oh, wait. Wrong mixing genres.
The one thing I do like about thinking about when I think about Tyranids is the fact that all of their guns make fart noises. Yeah, it's just like the machine gun's just like. And I imagine it would be very funny to fight Tyranids because they'd look all horrible and probably smell weird. And you're like, oh. Be like, by the Emperor, they're horrible.
So what you're saying is you're fighting against GW fans.
You're just like, their guns make fart noises. Quickly, man, we've rallied.
We've rallied. Yeah. I don't want to. Robotech, I think we covered it pretty much, and it's like me and you are both kind of like, so. But, you know.
I've changed my stance on so. I agree with them, but my counterpoint is, hey, you could be out your money and not be getting any Robotech.
Yeah, and it's not like
Relic Knights.
Well, I mean, what Relic Knights? We still coming.
it's always still coming.
We'll talk about Soda Pop in a second. But yeah, it's you're still getting your figures. You're still getting everything. Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit of a pain in the ass, and especially for fat old gamer figures, putting stuff together, like smooshing it together, like trying to fucking put two hams, like trying to.
Are they going to be resin or plastic?
I think they look resiny plastic.
Mm.
So the rustic. Because
if plastic glue works on them, that'd be great.
That would be really cool.
If they're rustic, it's going to be a goddamn nightmare.
It will be.
May do yourself a favor. Ship your product to a painting company. Have them, if you would like to paint it yourself, that's fine. Have someone else build it for you. Because yeah. It's not going to cost you very much money. And it's going to save you infinite time.
Yeah. But it's just like the amount of people who like flipped out over this like Kickstarter. It's like at this point, I can't get upset over a Kickstarter if they fuck me over. Because I've seen it happen time and time and time again with these companies fucking people over with the Kickstarter. Well, I shouldn't say fucking
not
people.
Impact.
Impact's
like the opposite. Yeah. Impact's like, oh, we got our stuff done early, so we're going to send you everything now.
Yeah. I love Impact's figures. Yeah.
The guy's really nice.
Oh yeah, I've met him a couple times down in Indy. Yeah. I bought the D&D figures from
him. Yeah, he was at Adepticon too.
Yeah.
Yeah, super nice guy. If you're listening, Impact guy, we salute you.
Real American genius. Real American mini maker. he's down in Indianapolis. It's like you get fucked over time and time again. And it's not even like really fucked over. It's just that we were promised this, and we didn't get this. Well, you know, shit happens, you know. It's happened so many times, you can't be surprised when it happens again.
Yeah, I mean, I threw money at Wasteland 2 after the Kickstarter was long over, because the Kickstarter was in, like, 2012.
Yeah.
And the button is labeled as donate on their page, which I really like. And it's like, donate $65, whatever, $75, $100. You like say like, here's what you're gonna get, and then it just says the reason this is a donation is because if for some reason we get screwed over and can't come out with the game, we're not going to give you the game.
Yeah,
you know, and I understand that risk, but I think the game looks good enough and it looks fun enough that I'm willing to risk my money to help them finish their game.
Yeah, I mean, and speaking of Relic Knights, Soda Pop Minis put out their new expansion to Super Dungeon Explorer, Forgotten Kings, a week after Cool Mini or Not put out Arcadia. It just finished up Arcadia Quest. It's actually, the Super Dungeon Explorer looks really good. I pledged. I did, because I like the game. I like the system.
Don't forget to get a step stool for your characters, for the horse, the centaur.
The Centaurus.
Mm-hmm.
With some, you know, go to
flopping horse vagina.
Space clop.
I'm talking about flopping horse vagina. That's what I'm talking about.
She's kind of a horse. Of course.
I mean, centaurs are kind of the ultimate fetishism, because you get
boobies.
You get boobies.
And horse vagina.
You get horse vagina. So that appeals to people who are interested in banging fantasy creatures. Just in general. Like, you're like, you know what? I want to fuck a bugbear. You know, I want to fuck an owlbear. They get that. You also get the horse fetish enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, it seems like win-win.
It seems win-win to me.
Plus, if you actually had like a centaurus in the real world, you could just ride her around in more ways than one.
You know, and there's... as I said, with our...
You can't do that on podcasting.
I don't know.
I'm really disappointed that Pat didn't show up today.
He's working until 5.
It's fucking garbage.
Until you control him live. Yeah, I mean, Arcadia Quest looked good. I mean, for this $100, you got a lot of shit in that one. And it just... There was just something about it that just didn't feel right to me.
Because it feels like a knockoff of Super Dungeon Explorer.
It feels like... Almost like GoBots to Transformers. Nice. Whereas GoBots are fun. They're fully functional robot.
It does have a villain named Psykill. What is he? He's a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he looks very rectangular when he transforms.
Psykill. And his motor...
The weirdest thing about the GoBots was the fucking GoBot leader was a space shuttle.
No, the leader was a...
Space shuttle.
He was a jet. He was Mach 1.
Mm-mm. He was a space shuttle, my friend. Leader 1 was his name.
Leader 1 was not a space shuttle.
Yeah, he was.
No, we're looking this up right now because I know you're wrong.
All right. Do it.
All right, we're looking this up. Vamp! Vamp!
I think it might be like LEDR-1. But anyway, yeah, so it's the GoBots of Super Dungeon Explorer.
Yeah, he was not a space shuttle,
He's a fucking space shuttle.
That's a jet.
The fuck is this garbage?
Yeah, he's like an F-14.
Did he turn into a...
He might have later on, for all I fucking know, but that's the original.
You know what? I think that might be the thing.
Yeah, I don't go by any of your Generation 2 GoBots bullshit.
Well, it just might be when I like actually saw GoBots. Like I was like, ah, this guy's stupid. He turns into a space shuttle, or maybe there was just maybe
there was a space shuttle. I remember having it. It was
There was an awesome space shuttle in Transformers.
Yeah. Oh, that one was really cool. But anyway, besides the fact that Arcadia Quest just it looked like a good game. It looked like everything was there. It just kind of looked like a knockoff version of Super Dungeon Explorer. The anime mini and the chibi minis were good looking from what I saw.
Chibi dust.
And it was, you know, the mechanics looked okay. It just didn't feel right to me. Like Super Dungeon Explorer feels like an arcade game, or not an arcade game, but like a console game. And I really like the new mechanics that they're coming out with for the expansion, the Forgotten King expansion. They're making it so that you can actually do player versus player as opposed to just player versus dungeon master.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks really cool to me, because then you create like a warband that goes against another player's warband inside the dungeon.
Yeah.
That's neat to me, and you get a lot of shit in there. My only problem, once again, is that it's cool mini. It's Soda Pop minis, and they still have to make up for Relic Knights. They have to make up for Relic Knights a lot, because Relic Knights it's still not fully out there yet.
All right, so it was not the leader. It was another one named Spacey, who may or may not have been a leader of the GoBots at some point. Like I said, I'm not.
They
a GoBots
take over like a.
I'm no GoBots
like
expert.
Like Rodimus Prime.
I'm no GoBots. He might be the Rodimus Prime of
you
GoBots.
You got the touch.
Yeah, I'm no expert on it. Speaking you of, you got the touch and not related to game. Actually, speaking of knockoffs and things like that, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well,
see the trailer.
You know what? Let's talk about gaming right now, because I don't want to talk about...
Did you see the trailer? That's all I
want to
know.
I don't want to talk about bullshit.
That's all I want to know.
I'd rather talk about Cool Mini or
did
not than that.
Well,
yes,
trailer?
I did. I saw the trailer. And you know what I have to say about it? There's a reason why Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was successful in the 1990s. Because we would eat bullshit back then with shovelfuls. Now at this point in my life, I'm like, why is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles still around? You know why it's still around? Because there's people who are in their late 20s and early 30s who can't fucking let go of the past. That's the reason why they're still around. They're like, hey kids, you should watch this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Dad. I loved this when I was a kid. And they're like, Dad, this is bullshit. These turtles look awful.
Give me your iPad.
Give me your iPad and put on Frozen again.
Let it go.
That's my fucking kid right there. 12 times last weekend. 12 fucking times I had to watch Frozen.
I don't have a spawn, so I get to do whatever the hell I want. I can stay up late. I can drink.
It's all right. My genetic diversity shall survive.
Genetic diversity. More like polluting the gene pool.
Oh, snap. Say what you will. My spawn survives. My genes will survive.
So? What does that get you? Nothing.
Immortality through genetics. But Super Dungeon Explorer, you get a lot of shit in there. It looks like almost.
Can we confirm if the centaur has a pliable, you know,
vagina?
Yeah.
I'll email them.
All right.
I'll email Ninja Division.
Let me know. As a matter of fact, if they can do an oversized one, maybe about the size of a fleshlight.
I think I know where you could get something like that.
Nice.
But the it looks like everything's already done. It doesn't look like they took pictures of CG sculpted models, like the stuff that I hate.
Those are definitely just renders.
Yeah, these aren't renders. These are actual.
Those green figs are definitely renders.
No, these aren't renders. That's how they look normally.
Hmm.
There's some stuff down there that looks a little CG.
I don't know why you care about renders. The fucking figures always look the same as the renders.
Yeah, but my problem is like when I see a render, that means that they don't have anything done.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, they have the render done.
Yeah, they have the render done. But when I see the actual figure, that means, oh, they have something sculpted at least that they can take a master out of. Or they've already done the masters and this is what you're going to get out of the product.
Or you might get Poopman.
Or you might get the Poopman. Beyond the Gates of Antares. Yeah, so, I mean, I do recommend Super Dungeon Explorer. If you fucking love Chibi, go do Arcadia Quest.
I recommend Lucis Nature.
I have no idea what you just said.
That's the
words.
That's the Kickstarter I backed, the Bestiary.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that. Give us an overview of that.
Yeah, I backed it. I saw it, and I was like, you know, looks pretty cool, like a dark bestiary for Lamentations of the Flame Princess, which
you were saying that's a lot of people are talking about that online. Like, yeah, it's kind of an underdog RPG that just popped up.
I heard about it. It's been around for a little while, and like I've heard about it in passing.
Yeah, but it's just starting to gain steam.
The biggest thing I heard about it was 2013's Free Tabletop Day, because they had a module called Better Than Any Man, and that won like infinite awards.
It won infinite awards?
Yeah, pretty much. And I heard, that's how I heard about it. And I was like, okay, you know, cool, whatever. It's just an RPG. I knew nothing about it. Then I saw this Kickstarter for the Lucis Nature. And I was like, this looks pretty fucking cool. So that got me into looking up info about Lamentations of the Flame Princess. And then when I looked at the preview for Lucis Nature, I was like, all right, so I'm just going to pick up this Lucis Nature book. I might even be saying that completely fucking wrong. I don't know. I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna pick up this, and I also ordered the box set of Lamentations of the Flame Princess. It's an OSR game, so it's like old school. It's not supposed to be a dungeon crawl. It's weird horror. So think Robert Clark and or not Robert Clark, Robert Howard. And
like
H.P. Lovecraft,
like the Conan, like weird Lovecraftian stuff that's not quite Lovecraftian.
Yeah. then some stuff that is Lovecraftian. So that's what it is. It's supposed to be a horror game. So there's like lots of horrible shit in it, like horrible shit.
It looked cool when I was looking it up. It looked like something that, I guess it looked like
it's metal.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I don't want to say metal because that's a little weird way of putting it. But it's
metal.
Yeah, it looks like something that they would eventually take the artwork for it and put it on the cover of like Death Knight's album.
Well, they like there's a source book for it called Carcosa.
Carcosa.
It's really cool. It's a.
Did you watch True Detective?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carcosa,
man. Yellow King.
Oh yeah, I definitely watched True Detective. Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing show. I can't wait because apparently the next season's gonna be Brad Pitt and someone else.
Yeah, they were saying like a girl.
Yeah, it would be sweet.
Yeah, I just want them to get Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt so they could redo Seven over and over and over again.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Carcosa is it's just a big hardcover book, and there's a hex-based map in there, and every spot on the hex has two encounters.
Oh.
And you could use Carcosa. You can use the thing that's the way a lot of these supplements are designed, which I think is very cool, is they don't actually reference a game world. Like the Lamentations of the Flame Princess stuff, the supplements, they can go into any campaign.
Mm.
You could just like, if you want to take the town from Better Than Any Man, which is a horror town, like bad stuff's happening there, you could put that into your
safe horror town.
You could put that into your AD&D campaign where they just stumble on the town. But Carcosa, you could use like one of that. You could just use a hex from Carcosa and like your players stumble into this thing and there's things going on there. Like, oh shit, we discovered, you know, a giant statue of a giant who has eyes that move. Fuck, what are we going to do about this? Do we just leave it alone? We go. Or you could use Carcosa as a nightmare realm where the player groups are just pulled into it and they have to try and escape because Carcosa is horrible and it's very, it could be very offensive.
Is it like Ravenloft?
It's much more possibly offensive than Ravenloft because there's like dark rituals in Carcosa and the ways to activate some of these dark rituals could be considered extraordinarily criminal and may or may not make you very uncomfortable.
Nice.
So I think it's a game that requires
a dedicated gaming group.
And a lot of understanding of your gaming group. You know, like, you need to know, because it's the thing I like about it is, like, it's all take it or leave it material. So you don't have to use everything. The key is you need to, you know, be prepared in advance as the, they call him the referee, but the GM. You need to go, hey, I don't think my players would appreciate a ritual where you have to, like, skull fuck a little kid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I'm not into that.
So you probably shouldn't use that one.
Yeah.
Or change the requirements.
Skull fuck a squirrel. Okay, I'm up for that.
Well, like, there's one monster that's pretty fucking cool. I was reading a little bit about it, but it basically makes its nest out of the bodies of children. Yeah. And it uses their innocence to create this illusion that it's a great place. So you're just like wandering and you're like, wow, everything's awesome. And then suddenly the fucking the other foot drops and you're like, or other shoe fall. What's the fucking say? Is it other shoe drops?
Shoe drops.
Is it other foot falls?
It's the shoe drops.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm putting my foot down when the shoe drops.
Okay.
Yeah. Two different things.
Sure enough. But yeah. So then there's just like, oh my god, this is actually a horrible nightmare. So that's the whole thing. It's supposed to be horror. It's supposed to be something that makes you feel uncomfortable or scary, and you need to understand what your gaming group is. I definitely think there's a few people who are just like, they're like, oh my god, I don't. Like there's one guy who actually pissed me off. I was reading about it. There's a lot of depictions of people being killed in the book.
Yeah.
Just lots.
Yeah.
Straight up. And some guy was like, he took like the like feminist, like, oh, this is anti-women because there's women being killed, but there's men being killed. And it's roughly a third of the men being killed are women being killed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're not fucking cheesecake. That's the thing that really pissed me off. They all are wearing like garb appropriate to the time. So like, I don't get it. And there's the one character in a chainmail bikini is in one frame and she's being torn apart because she's in a chainmail bikini.
You know, whatever. I don't want to get into it because there's too many people who won in bitch.
Right. I'm not taking any sort of position stance. I just feel that this was not the correct
thing to attack. I haven't seen it. It doesn't sound like my type of thing. It sounds like it's just like a little too on the extreme for a guy like me.
Well, that's the thing. Because it's all supplemental, the actual game, Lamentations of the Flame Princess, it has no setting.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just, I'm saying, rules. Just the concept is just a little... like
that's Carcosa, yeah, Carcosa, which is a totally different thing. Yeah. But Carcosa is horrible. As someone who watched True Detective,
we'll tell you
know that Carcosa is horrible.
It's not a good place. But speaking of crazy art and RPGs, how about a couple seconds just to remember David Trampier? I think that's his name. That's how you pronounce his last name. He's the D&D artist, the guy who did the design, the original D&D with like the
thief going for the gem in the statue.
This one right here. He actually he died last week down in Carbondale, Illinois, actually. But he did like a lot of the classic illustrations that we remember, the Ratman and like the pig-faced
orcs
and stuff like that. He just died recently, so moment of silence for him. And there we go. If I would have known that he was in Carbondale, I probably would have driven down there and fucking
get him to sign everything.
Because it's like, I love his art. It's so like cheesy bad that it's just awesome at that point.
Well, it's classic pulp fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. Kickstarter that I also backed a make your own gaming table Kickstarter. The guy just sends you the plans for it, but it's a table that flips up and becomes like a chalkboard. It's so awesome.
What?
Exactly. It's a table. Uh-huh. Like it's a 4x4 table that it rotates to become like a chalkboard. So like you could.
What would you ever need that for?
Well, it's for storage purposes. So it's not flat all the time. It actually folds up and it can go right up against the wall.
But why would you? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand. Because I don't have a lot of room for a gaming table. So if I want to have a gaming table, I need it so that it can be easily stored somewhere.
If you talk to the Northampton Wargamers, maybe they'd tell you a little something about creating a gaming space.
Yeah. I'll have to find an LGBT classroom in the above a club, and then have a gaming station above it as well.
Well, you know,
yeah,
you could be a little professional.
I could be. Well, this summer I'm redoing my garage at my house, and I'm going to put a fold up table in there so that if I do want to have a gaming night at my house, we can at least do it in the garage.
I've got another grand eBaying happening.
Grand eBay experience.
Yes.
What are you getting rid of this time?
Decent amount of my RPG stuff. And just like random minis and shit that I'm not going to use. Mm-hmm. I'm paring everything down back to like, I'm going to use this stuff. Yeah. You know, like when you're like playing, you know, if you're playing Warhammer and you're like, I have a Lizardman army and I like my Lizardman army. And then you also have like a bunch of Bretonians and a bunch of orcs and a bunch of ogres and a bunch of Empire men and a bunch of fucking Dark Elves. And you're like, I got all this other shit. I'm just going to keep it in the closet and never do anything with it.
Yeah.
I'm doing that, except I'm keeping the Lizardmen and selling the rest.
I'm confused.
What? Sell miniature? What does this sell mean?
So you are in some way getting... Wait, let me get this straight. You're getting rid of miniatures.
Yes.
I don't know how to do that.
I'm taking them out of the closet and I'm putting them onto the internet. It's mystic. It's a ritual of mystic origin.
Yeah.
You need to have at least a 14 intelligence.
I'm so fucking bad at this. You know, I'm playing Bolt Action right now.
Bolt Action.
And I literally have four armies for Bolt Action right at this point.
Why?
I don't know, Steve. I don't know. Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm ridiculous. Okay. I paint every day. Now, like when I say like I have a ton of miniatures, I do have a ton of miniatures in storage, but I go through stuff so fast that it's like I buy more than I could get through quickly, which is always a problem.
How many painting confrontation figures do you have?
How many painting? I got like.
How many unpainted confrontation figures
well,
do you
that's
have?
That's a different question. I was going to say I have about 100 painted confrontation figures, but I've sold a big chunk of my painted confrontation figures. Paid for a trip for me. Got $1,000 off of it. But the unpainted stuff is just it's mind-boggling. it's Lovecraftian, actually. Like you open it up and you see how many unpainted.
It's just the yellow sign. You're just like you open like it, you actually a green mist actually escapes from your face into the miniatures.
Not even you can't describe it. It's Lovecraftian. You open it up and then you go mad from just seeing the sheer amount.
I don't like that drawer anymore.
How would you describe Joe's figure collection?
Cycloptian. It's Cycloptian.
But aside from that, anything else big happen?
I played some Betrayal at House on the Hill last night.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, it's a fucking great board game.
That's a fucking great board
it really
game.
Really is. It's really, really good. If you've not played, who fucking cares? If you've not played Betrayal at House on the Hill, you need to get it.
Yeah?
Yep. It's fucking fantastic. Yeah. It's good for casuals and for hardcores alike.
For casuals?
Mm-hmm.
I know the...
Filthy casuals.
We mentioned Beer and D6s on last podcast. Their drinking game. The board game. The mini game.
Yeah, that is the Drunk Barbarian.
Yeah. The Drunk Barbarian got released.
Yeah. So the guy's hype.
The guy is... He's given a sweet uppercut, so... So if you like guys giving sweet uppercuts,
I think he's just in a Freddie Mercury pose. Like, he's just victorious.
Victorious!
He's just like, Chuglock champion.
Chuglock's champion. but Adepticon is next weekend, so I can we'll give an update on that. Not next weekend, but the weekend after.
I won't be there.
You're not going to stop by and at least just check on how everything's going. The biggest gaming convention is one of the biggest tabletop mini conventions in the United States is literally 5 minutes from your house.
Probably not.
You are the worst. And we have a podcast. Why?
Actually, I probably am going to stop because the Dark Age guys will be there.
Yeah, I mean,
that's last Adepticon. I like fucking, I snuck in and I'm like, I got to get some Dark Age figures.
Well, you don't even have to sneak in. Like, you don't have to have a badge to literally walk around. You have to have a badge if you're doing anything, like in terms of playing or demo games. If you're doing anything playing wise, you have to have a badge. But aside from that, it's like, you could just walk around. I've had Pat B walk around numerous times going, wow. What's
What's this? There's what's this? Minis on there's the gamers table. Everywhere. What's this? What's this? Is that a pile of hair?
No, so what's this? What's this? I can see that guy's underwear.
His crack is showing. Oh, my Lord. Put it on the internet and then they'll care.
What's this? Ah, good times. I'm actually going to... I'm going to play a tournament at Adepticon, so I'll give you my tournament.
Yeah?
My first, what is it? This will be my first tournament in...
What game system?
Bolt Action.
You're going to get just fucking stomped.
I probably will.
You're gonna get stomped by some dude in a fucking Nazi cosplay.
Just as the guy from Barbarossa?
Yeah.
As the chick from Barbarossa?
Nice.
It's like some fat dude with like big like fake anime boobs.
Oh, well, I thought if it was...
kawaii.
Nah, no. He'd be kawaii.
Kawaii. Oh, that's scary. I remember from earlier when you said that. Kawaii.
Yeah, that would be, you know, you'd just be like, oh, what do you have here? Is it Polish? We will show you what we do to the Polish.
Yeah, they look Polish, but they're Russian! Ah! Oh, God! Why are there so many
Don't
guys?
Worry. We are very confident in our ability to win a land war in Russia.
I have just a shit ton of like fucking. You know why there's no. You know why there's no Tyranids in Bolt Action? Because there's Russians. They're like the fucking Tyranids in Bolt Action. Aside from that,
I want a dick copter, a helicopter with just dicks for propellers. Yeah.
I think they have that for Kingdom Death.
No, it would have a vagina face as well.
A vagina face. It would be like a dick dragon. It'd be like a fucking vagina face, like long neck.
Dick dragon.
To a dick. That goes down to like a balls, and the wings would be made out of dicks. It would be like hands for wings. It'd be two big hands for wings, and then a dick body and a vagina head.
I fucking
head.
Love Kingdom Death. So good. I can't wait. I like
the. Did those figures get released yet?
The plastic pinups are out, and okay. The other stuff's coming, I guess. But regardless of that, I have this like dream boner that Kingdom Death guy is going to be able to get to produce the Dark Souls IP as miniatures. My scrotum would engorge,
but what would be the
to
point?
A ludicrous level, like so big I wouldn't be able to stand anymore, like the man with the 750-pound scrotum, and then it would just burst.
It would burst.
It would burst, and I would no longer have balls.
But what would be the point of that? If you already have a really good video game with Dark Souls, well, I don't know if it's a good game because I haven't really played it. Dark Souls.
I just want the minis. Like the figures are awesome.
But why? But you wouldn't do anything with them. You'd have them and be like, ah, my figures, and then you'd sell them on the bay.
I would. Like, literally I would not sell later. The Dark Souls figures. I would.
I am not selling the Dark Souls figures.
I would put them in there. I would put them unassembled in my closet and I'd never touch them again.
Yes.
Because they're just going to accrue value.
I mean, it's literally like the same thing of people who talk about wanting. Any other like? Taking...
Well, no. I'd like them to do a game, like some sort of Dark Souls game would be amazing.
But I mean, why? You have a really good game on the internet and on the computer, right. Or on the PC Master Race.
I mean, I'd like to see if someone could achieve a ball crunching tabletop game that has the same like. I mean, Kingdom Death is pretty much that.
Yeah.
Like Kingdom Death.
That's
is,
what it kind of looks
is,
like.
It's going to be this ball crunching tabletop game. So I hope it's very difficult.
Well, I mean,
I want my first session of Kingdom Death to have everyone party wipe at the first monster. Like I want it to be that hard. That would be awesome if it is, because most board games are super, like most, the biggest issue I have with a lot of board games that are group versus game is most of the time the game is way too easy.
Easy, yeah.
Or it's impossible. Like that's a problem. Like finding the balance between actual impossible and way too easy. Most games just fall on that spectrum. So it's very annoying.
Yeah.
Like Arkham Horror is like that. Arkham Horror, if you flip up the wrong fucking elder thing. We can't possibly win because we flipped up Cthulhu. We're fucked. Or like you flip up the crappy one, like Haster, and you're just like, oh well, we can wreck Haster.
But I mean, what I'm saying is that I mean maybe they could do something for that game for Dark Souls that's like, Assassin's Creed board game, which I've heard really good things about. I've heard that game is really fun to play. Mm-hmm. Or
even a Kingdom Death Dark Souls supplement. That would be hype as shit.
That would be hype as shit. Or what's the fucking BioShock?
BioShock Infinite?
Yeah, but the battle...
The board game?
Yeah, the board
Siege
game.
Siege of Columbia?
I've heard that's pretty good, too.
Columbia.
I don't know how real good it is, but I've heard it's good.
I heard it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, if they could do that maybe with Dark Souls instead of a mini game, I just... It's like, what's the point? The It's like when people talk about The Last of Us, the game. Like, oh, they should make a movie out of this. They did make a movie. It's like a 12-hour movie. You play it. You're interactive with the movie. Why do you need a live-action version of this? You're full of shit if you want that. Because it's never going to be anywhere
you've
near
already seen
as
it.
Good.
And you've already seen it.
And you've already seen it. What's the fucking point?
Yeah, movie video games, I don't usually get unless they are their own thing.
Yeah. I mean,
which I like, Silent Hill is the best example of that. Silent Hill, not the storyline of any of the games.
Yeah.
Or one or two. And I liked them for
it. Or Resident Evil, the first one at least.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, Resident Evil never got to the story of the games. It's like, it's characters you may or may not know from the game series in a completely separate story.
Yeah, the first one was fucking tits, but it wasn't anything near as, and you can see Mila Jovovich's tits, but it's nowhere near as good as, or anywhere near anything like the video game.
No. Other than the fact that there are, in fact, zombies.
Yeah. And they're not even the same zombies, kind of.
I liked the Resident Evil movie.
I did, too.
I watched a bunch of them. I'm a big fan of that series.
Like, if they did a Last of Us movie that didn't involve Joel or Ellie, and it's some other thing...
I'd be in on that.
And then you'd watch it, and it would be called The Walking Dead. But aside from that...
But see, I don't want to watch a movie where they just complain about trying to find some girl in a barn for, you know, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Where's Sophia? Me.
Oh, she's in the barn. Spoilers.
Walking Dead is hot garbage.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Walking Dead's trash.
Uh-oh. Pat B is going to be upset. No, it's time to troll Pat.
Is it? Is it that time?
Yeah, we can troll Pat.
What time is it? It's time for that. That's right, it's time. It's time to troll Pat. Walking
Dead
sucked. You
changed the words from last time.
Yeah. Okay, are you kidding me?
I'm just saying. I tried to learn them so that we could do it together.
Okay, fine. Well, then we'll write it down next time.
Sweet.
We'll get the synchronous going on.
All right.
The Walking Dead's terrible. If Pat likes The Walking Dead, he should feel bad. On the last play on, which I listened to and had a good time listening to.
As always.
Anthony was super jazzed about Titanfall, which not surprising. And then... But the best was Pat B was like, Twitch is stupid. Why would anyone watch a stream of a video game? Blah, blah, blah. Like, that was very early in the episode. And then towards the end of the episode, Pat B's like, I was watching Titanfall on Twitch. And I'm like, come on. So that happened. And I call it Brofall.
Brofall?
Brofall.
Titan Bro?
No, I like Brofall.
You like Brofall?
Brofall. Because you got to keep the fall in there because it's very important.
So when your Titan comes down and it pops its collar, puts its hat on sideways.
As it's coming down, it's popping the collar and it's putting its visor upside down and backwards.
Yeah.
And then it lands and it's like, let's kegger.
It's like, dude, I got some Sam Adams. This fucking microbrew is fucking great.
Dude, I got some Rohypnol. Let's go find some girls.
Yeah. 10 seconds to Brofall.
10 seconds to Brofall. 9. 8. Woo, kegger! Yeah.
my big problem was like, it's like, oh, that's great. But what happens when I don't want to play with assholes? Oh, wait. I can't play any online game without playing with assholes. Aside from that.
I mean, Brofall.
What time was that?
I think it's done. I don't think I'm done yet.
Okay. I think we're done.
I might be done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Oh, and he also, he was talking about reading text for Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 and 3 does no... The only text you have to read is when you're making your choice.
Yeah, you can actually turn off the subtitles if you didn't do that. And there's no text at all.
Yeah, it's all
dialogue.
Yeah, exactly.
Spoken dialogue.
So there we go. What time was that?
It was time for that. It was time for fucking trolling and Pat. Yeah.
All right.
We'll do an official like lyrics to the Trolling Pat segment.
We'll post them online.
Later. Yeah.
So people can sing along with us. All right, so just a couple things before we end up. Just like some small things.
All the small things.
No, we're not doing that at all. Fucking Blink 182.
I know, total garbage.
What are we, 2001?
I thought it was like 98, but
it was like 99 actually. Heavy Steam Kickstarter. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
Choo-choo.
You finally get your combination of train game and combat, Steve.
Train game, giant robot game, steampunk. Can't go wrong.
Everything that you love in a game.
Everything you need.
Yeah. Dwarven Forge went over $1 million on their cavern set, which
is a fucking amazing set.
Yeah. Which
is super good.
No surprise there. It's like 10 days to go and it's already, you know, 1.1 mil. So.
Yeah. It's fucking wow.
Yeah. I just don't have any room to put that anywhere. So I don't see the point.
Those are. The thing about those things is I like them. I think they're fantastic. I think anybody who wants to back them, more power to them. I think it's great. I don't know how you actually practically use any of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like practical use? I don't fucking know. It seems like it'd be really sweet for some like display boards or something like that.
We did mention this earlier.
Oh, and Lucius Naturae. I don't want to throw that out. One more plug for that. You do not have to use Lamentations of the Flame Princess.
Yeah.
You can convert it to any OSR game.
There you go. Speaking of Impact Minis,
Chibi-Thulu?
Their Chibi-Thulu Kickstarter is still going strong. It's already made almost three times its goal. It's got a little Indiana Chibi Indiana Jones and
nice.
All that stuff. It's really nice if a guy, someone pointed out to me when I was talking with them about Super Dungeon Explorer that they use those figures and that game system to kind of teach their kids how to play D&D. Not teach their kids, but just play D&D with their kids mm-hmm. in that concept. It's a lot more visual for them. And they like the fact that they're the Chibi, that they're little kitty type things. And I think that they like a lot of that stuff for this would be really cool as well.
Yeah, I think that would be a great system for like if you didn't play with D&D rules, you played with a simpler system like Big Eyes Small Mouth, which is the anime RPG. But
yeah,
you just use those figures. So like you do Fantasy Besom, and it's like you have little chibi guys. Yeah, I like it.
So I mean, I recommend that
Chibi Dust.
They always have a good Rivet Wars.
That game looks so bad.
Yeah, so I recommend that as well. Darklands 2, the most confusing Kickstarter I've ever looked at in my life.
It's awesome looking, though.
It's super sweet. It looks like fucking...
And it's like, what, my simple explanation of that Mirror's Miniatures, the Darklands mini Kickstarter, is this. Oh, my God. This looks so fucking awesome. Holy shit, that figure looks even better than the other ones. Whoa, this thing looks fucking great. Those figures are awesome. How do I buy anything? I can't figure out how to buy anything. Fuck, I really want to buy things.
It's like I'm ordering food at a Chinese restaurant, and
I have to speak Mandarin.
There's no pictures. I don't know what I'm doing. They come out. They bring a whole fucking dog onto the table. It's alive.
Monkey brains. Which is totally gross.
Monkey brains.
I don't eat brains. It's the one food I don't eat. Too many prion diseases.
Would you eat balls?
I would. I have no problem with that.
Gross. Those are for making babies, not putting it in your mouth. Although that's just because you like balls in your mouth.
Yes!
I got you to admit you like balls in your mouth.
I do. Games Workshop decided to close its Facebook page.
And Twitter,
which is not surprising.
And if they had a Tumblr, they would close it too. But they don't have a Tumblr because Games Workshop, for all their faults, are not a teenage girl.
Yes. my thing with this is like, I would close it too if... everyone just went on there and complained. That's all anyone does with Games Workshop nowadays. Is they go online and they complain.
Games Workshop deserves to be shit on 24/7.
I've also heard that they're coming out with a new website design, so that
I'm sure it'll be worse somehow.
It's going to cost you $5 to just log in to the website. Aside from that, but I think that if you have a local GW store, I think some of the local GW stores still have their Facebook accounts activated, but I know the big Facebook account is gone. It's a good way of like having events and stuff like that, but since most stores are too small to have events, what's the fucking point anymore? So aside from that, that's all I have to say on that matter. Steve, do your normal GW rant while I look and see if there's anything else. 40K is stupid. It's a baby's game for babies.
GW's the poop stains.
All right.
There good. You go.
Woo!
It's baby's first miniatures game. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything really... I bet
that guy looks really professional. But he's thinking about income tax and business reports. But he's not thinking about dragons.
Speaking of dragons, did we talk about the Dungeons and Dragons?
We didn't. The D&D Attack Wing?
Yeah, we did. We didn't talk about that?
We did not.
All right.
We're
already way over time, so let's just go over
it. I might be playing it.
You might be playing it?
Yeah. I'm going to give it a might. Maybe. Because I'm not going to get it at my job, so I can't get it for a discount. So that makes a huge factor on whether or not I'm going to get the game.
Yeah.
Because... yeah,
it looks like it could be cool. My big issues with it are going to be price point, because those dragons are probably going to be fucking expensive.
Yeah, who knows? It's hard to really like give a lot of feedback on a game when you don't know really anything about it.
Like my big issue right now is with Fantasy Flight versus WizKids. Fantasy Flight Star Wars Attack Wing. Yes, it's expensive. At $15 an expansion pack, it's expensive, but everything looks really good. With WizKids, it's $15 an expansion pack, which is expensive, but everything looks like shit. Like, the cards and chits look awesome. The ships look like shit.
Well, until you see what that's the thing. You don't really know what the dragons look like.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to be for me is, would I be willing to spend the $15 if things don't look like shit? Maybe if I have to repaint them, okay, that's fine. But I shouldn't have to repaint them. Also, my big issue is, once again, with WizKids, are they going to fuck it up by releasing... things that are going to that unbalance the game.
You could just get the promo figures.
I don't want to get the promo figures. I don't want to pay money.
Don't pay money. Go and get them. Earn them.
I don't want to go fucking earn them. It's the same reason I don't play fucking Brofall.
It's because you can't.
Not even that. I just don't want to interact with people.
That's legit.
Yes. Like, I want to interact with people I want to interact with. If me and you played a game that would be fine. If me and anyone in my game group played a game, that's fine. I don't invite anyone to my game group because most people are assholes. I don't want to deal with them.
I just want to smear my balls on you somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Upper back shoulder. Yes.
Upper back shoulder, yeah. It's so warm. It's so warm. I'll say, so
yeah, I will be keeping an eye on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep an eye.
That's my current stance.
The rules look a little interesting because there's ground units too.
Yeah.
So that looks a little interesting to me.
Cool.
But once again, if WizKids
could suck, could be cool.
I will go with
I just go with a question mark.
I will go 65%. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm a question mark. I'll be keeping my eye.
There's a big 35% there that it's WizKids is gonna fuck it up.
All I can say is keeping my eye on it.
All right. So that's about it for this week. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page. What is our Facebook page?
Ask me for a picture of an ass, and I'll send it to you on Twitter.
Just so you know, I think I say like our Facebook page, but I never really give people the URL for it. It's www.facebook.com/pages/game-classy.
Should have been dick butt. It's easier to
You're
remember.
The one who made the page.
I know. It should have been Dickbutt. I really fucked it up. Yeah, oh, you know what? Did. I think I probably did try Dickbutt, but it was already a page for Dickbutt.
Yeah, for Dickbutt.
Mm-hmm.
/Dickbutt. yeah, like our Facebook page. We always post fun stuff on there, mostly linking to stuff that's already been on other Facebook and other web pages.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't make the news.
I broke the news on Bear Simulator.
You did break the news on Bear Simulator.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's just it's the fucking Arcadia Quest to Goat Simulator.
Whatever, dude. It's way better because bears are way better than goats. That, goat fans? Fuck you.
Well, we've made some enemies today, Steve. We've made some enemies.
But we've made allies in the bear fans.
Yes, it's true. So we get like these actual like bears, you know, big burly gay
I'm
men.
I'm down.
They're just like, what are you talking about, Steve?
They got my back.
Yes, they do.
And I'll give them a flannel shirt.
You'll give them a flannel shirt.
It'll be fine.
So yeah, like our Facebook page. So I started up a YouTube page, and I'm not going to put anything crazy on there in terms of video.
Just put the episodes.
I'm just putting the episodes on there. Mainly with just the picture of whatever I decide to Photoshop for the episode. I might decide to get a little fancy and put something or else in there. I probably not because I don't have time to do it. Maybe in the future. I'm going to start putting back episodes on there when I get the chance. So don't fucking push me.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, don't fucking push me.
I think there's somebody linked something where you could like upload them all at once.
Yeah, but I gotta pay money for that.
Mm.
Do I look like I made money?
Like for like once or repeatedly?
It's like once. You pay once and it just uploads like a dollar files. It's probably something or other. It literally takes no time at all for me to do it, but it's just it's enough time that I can only do like one or two a week maybe and do that. So don't get overexcited. I don't know why you have to watch it through
Boners
YouTube.
Boners are engorged.
Why people have to watch it through YouTube. But if you got to listen to it through YouTube, that's the way to do it. So, I mean, not like this. It's available in like 16 other different types of feeders.
Hey, man, making your information more available is always good.
Well, fuck that. One guy just sold his YouTube channel for like $1.5 million. Fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's some idiot from Europe.
Some butt stain.
Some butt stain from Europe. Probably won some Eurovision contest, whatever the fuck that is. Steve is our own personal epic sex guy. Fucking Eurovision. God damn it, Europe. Europe, why you know more like America?
It's probably to the world's benefit.
F-U-K. You got to come up with some thing to make it funny.
I don't have the hatred you have of the UK.
I don't hate the UK. I just like trolling.
I don't have the UK sass.
I like trolling the UK.
Now, if they were filthy Italians.
Oh, the eye ties.
Then we'd have something.
Yeah, they're terrible soccer teams. They won the World Cup a couple years
whatever,
ago.
Whatever, soccer's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Sports are stupid.
Sports ball is stupid.
I'm not just focusing on soccer. All sports are stupid.
Soccer. You mean football? No, I mean soccer.
Football de Americano. Hey, football. Football Americano.
Dirty eye ties. Okay, so Steve, until next week.
A very special thank you to the Northampton Warlords, I believe. The historical group that sponsored this cast.
And thank you to Hamish's mom.
Big thanks to Hamish's mom, who sounds like a wonderful lady and also a big skank.
Big skank. What did you feel bad if she's like dead?
Well, they told me to.
They told me to say it. Yeah. See, this is why I don't like being told what to do funny.
I'll just, you know what? It's really easy.
But I was just following orders.
That's a callback.
Game Classy.